Joined right now by the president of the UFC, friend of the program, UFC Fight Night on ESPN. Overeem and Rozenstruik, Saturday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, UFC 245, Usman and Covington, December 14th, 10 p.m. Eastern on pay-per-view. We are joined by Dana White. Dana, good to have you back. How are you?
I'm great, buddy. How are you?
Good, man. I'm good, Dana. All right, so really quickly, let me jump into it because I know our time is short. You've got Overeem fighting Rozenstruik, and a lot of fans are familiar with Overeem, but they're not as familiar with his opponent who stepped in on short notice. He's won three times this year. None of his fights have gone longer than 59 seconds. What do you make of what you've seen from him over the past 12 months?
Yeah, no, these guys are both obviously massive heavyweights, big, huge monsters in the main event. Rozenstruik is undefeated, 9-0, and 8 of his 9 wins are by knockout. And Alistair Overeem has fought everybody in the business, you know, a true vet of the game. And, you know, this is one of those fights. You know, the big name, the guy who's been around forever, Alistair Overeem, who is currently ranked number 6 in the world, taking on, the up-and-coming, young savage, I guess I would say. And, obviously if Alistair Overeem wins this fight, he can continue his climb to try to take another run at a title shot. And if not, then Rozenstruik is in the mix in the top 10 and on his way, hopefully for a title shot.
We're talking to Dana White, so that's a great matchup. Both guys have a lot of punching power and a lot of intrigue in that fight. Now then, Dana, you follow up this weekend with UFC 245, which includes three bouts and legends like Jose Aldo, Uriah Faber on the undercard. But I want to start with Amanda Nunes, the double champ. When you look at the run that she's been on as a champ since 2016, what kind of thoughts do you have about her?
GOAT. She's the GOAT, man. She is. And it's, if you look at not just who she beat, she beat every champion that we've ever had in the bantamweight division, she beat every champ at 135 and every champ at 145. And she didn't just beat them; she viciously knocked them out, including one of the most feared fighters ever, in Chris Cyborg. You know, her knockout of Chris Cyborg is a record for the fastest knockout ever in that division.
Dana, the thing is, the beauty of your sport, it seems to me, and we've talked about it, nobody is unbeatable. Everybody is going to lose eventually, like everybody. But is Nunes maybe as dominant as it gets?
Yeah, and this is one of those fights where, you have probably the greatest female fighter of all time taking on Jermaine de Randamie, the greatest kickboxer of all time. So if she can do that in this fight to her, I mean, right now they got her ranked number 5 pound for pound. She needs to be in the top 3 pound for pound.
Dana White's joining us. Then you follow Nunes with Max Holloway defending his title against Alexander Volkanovski, who is on a 17-fight win streak. How big of a challenge is Holloway looking at?
Yeah, that fight's awesome. Volkanovski is an absolute beast. Holloway looks better every time he fights. That's a very, very fun fight.
We're talking to Dana White for a few more moments. And then you've got Volkanovski in the camp. They're very confident, especially after wins over Aldo and Chad Mendes. But how much deeper does the water get when you step in, though, Dana, with Max Holloway?
Yeah, Holloway's the man. If you look at how long this guy's been around, the fights, the win streak that guy's been on, his win streak was like 5 years. And 5 years of fighting all the baddest guys in the world. So getting through Max Holloway is no easy task.
Going rapid fire with Dana White, talking about these matchups. Then you've got Usman and Covington. As some people know, a few weeks back, Dana, Colby claimed that if he wins that fight and you try to put the belt on him, quote, I'm going to take that belt from him and slap him in the face with it. I mean, Dana, what was your reaction when you heard that?
Same as it always is when I hear things from Colby Covington. He says a lot of stupid stuff. He better not. That's the last thing he better be worried about right now. I'm thinking about it. He needs to worry about Kamaru Usman, who hates him. These two hate each other, and stylistically, these guys match up perfectly. They have the exact same style. So this is going to be a hell of a fight, and Colby Covington should be worried about that, not whether I'm strapping the belt on him or not.
We're talking to Dana White. Dana, to that point, like if there are situations where maybe a fighter does not like you, or maybe you personally, just on a personal level, don't care much for a fighter, does that ever get in the way of setting up fights or you doing business?
No. I mean, I'd say the worst situation ever in the history of the company was Tito Ortiz and I. And I mean, he fought here for years while he and I went at it, you know? So we don't have to be best friends for you to be one of the best fighters in the world and thrive in the UFC.
Dana White joining me for a couple of more moments. And then, Dana, if that were not enough, there was a report last week that Conor McGregor has signed off to fight the Cowboy at UFC 246 on January 18th. Are there still any details that need to be worked out, or is that official?
No, it's official. Those guys are going to fight at 170 here in Vegas. And, you know, what Conor wants to do is he wants to get this fight under his belt. And if he beats Cowboy, he wants to turn around as quickly as possible and fight Habib.
So, Dana, you and I have talked about Conor in the past, and you've mentioned that when you got $100 million in the bank, it's not always easy to get motivated to pay that price. He has not fought since he fought Eddie Alvarez in 2016. If you had to guess, how do you think Conor shows up for this fight?
Yeah, I think he's in phenomenal shape. You know, he's at the point in his career right now where a win is a must, and he's taking it very serious. We actually talked yesterday. You know, he's in great shape. He's ready to roll, and very excited about this fight.
All right, Dana, one last thing. You and Floyd Mayweather were next to each other at a Celtics-Clippers game recently. Floyd posts on Instagram, quote, "Dana White and I are working together again to bring the world another spectacular event in 2020. So, Dana, is there anything that you would like to say about that?
Yeah, no, it's true. We sat at the Clippers game. We started talking, and we literally got a deal done right there on the court. Shook hands. We have a deal. And if things play out the way that Floyd and I think they will, then I will probably sit down with Al Haymon in, I would say, March. And get a deal on paper.
Huh. Any details, anything about that deal you want to share with me right now, Dana?
Not yet. Let's see how the next few months play out, and we could be doing something fun probably. I think if everything goes our way, Floyd and I would be doing something in October or November.
All right, then. Dana White, UFC president, friend of the program. You've got UFC 245 coming up on December 14th. UFC Fight Night on ESPN is Saturday night. Dana, good to have you back. Thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, my friend. You too.
You too, Dana. All right, so no announcement yet with Floyd, but there could be something coming up soon. 1-800-636-8686. That was rapid fire. Had to get through a number of things to get there.